Georgia Supreme Court, Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 200 slide. Here is the extracted text from the image. 3 weeks and the fact that the clocks were not keeping accurate time 3 weeks before the trial was immaterial, and the evidence thereon tended to mislead and confuse the jury. Gant did not work at the factory during the 3 weeks just prior to the crime, and his testimony as to the clocks related to the time he did work at the factory. 54. Because the court permitted the witness Scott to testify in behalf of his agency over the objection of the defendant that the same was irrelevant, immaterial, and incompetent, substantially as follows. I got hold of the information about Conley, knowing how to write through my operatives that I had investigating while I was out of town. Noworth told me in person when I returned. The court permitted this testimony over the defendant's objections, as above stated, and in doing so, committed error. This was prejudicial to the defendant, because the solicitor contended that the failure of Frank to report the fact that Conley could write was a circumstance against Frank's innocence, and he sought to show by the above testimony that the detectives were forced to get that information from someone other than Frank. 55. Because the court permitted the witness L.A. Hendrick over the objection of the defendant, made at the time the Evi Dents was offered, that the same was irrelevant, immaterial, and incompetent, to testify substantially as follows. The clock at the pencil factory when I worked there needed setting about every 24 hours. You would have to change it from about 3 to 5 minutes, I reckon. The court permitted this testimony to be heard over the above stated objections of the defendant, and in doing so, committed error. Hendrick had not worked at the factory for months, and whether or not the clock was correct at that time was immaterial and tended to confuse the jury in their effort to determine whether or not the clock was accurate upon the date of the tragedy. 56. Because the court over the objection of the defendant made at the time the evidence was offered that the same was irrelevant, immaterial, incompetent, illegal, and prejudicial to the defendant, permitted the witnesses, Miss Maggie Griffin, Miss